This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Hey, quick question for you. Is the best you can do all you can do? Is the best you can do all you can do? Let's say you go to the gym tomorrow morning and decide to see how many consecutive push-ups you can do in a row. Right? You get down in a position, you can start cranking them out, and you crank out 20 push-ups. Nice work. 20 push-ups. Now, does this mean that 20 push-ups is all you will ever be able to do? Of course not. If you rest a little bit, then you can get back down and crank out 20 more. And if you rest still a little bit more, you can then do it again and crank out 20 more push-ups. Now, how do you go from 20 to 60 push-ups? Was it magic? No. It's just rest, get back to it, rest, renew, go back at it. All right? Don't you think that if you were to continue this pattern of work, rest, back to work again, that it would be possible for you to progressively get up to maybe, say, 75 push-ups? Of course, right? How do you go then from 20 push-ups to 75 push-ups? Is it magic? Is it mojo? Is it a miracle? You can call it whatever you want, but in reality, all progress can be broken down to our disciplines and to our habits. What are we willing to do today to grow, to move forward, to get just 1% better than we were yesterday? You begin the process of making progress with one simple step: doing the best that you possibly can with whatever you can, starting now. How do you get better? How do you skill up? How do you level up in life? How do you make progress and accomplish your greatest ambitions, your greatest goals? You start with doing what you can do. You start with the tools you have at hand. And once you've done that, you can keep working. You can keep working and working and working towards becoming progressively better and better and better, towards making the best you can do tomorrow just a little bit better than the best you can do today. Every time you accomplish something and follow it up with adequate rest and renewal, you are preparing yourself for even greater accomplishment in the future. That's how you get stronger. Now, here's a quick word of caution, though, a side note on rest, right? You don't want to rest for too long. Why? Because resting too long leads to neglect, leads to procrastination. If we rest longer than we need to, the weeds take over the garden. Now, our objective in life isn't to rest anyway. It's to take action. Movement, motion. That's the real objective for everybody in life. I mean, have you ever heard of anybody who says that their purpose in life is to rest? I don't think so. Kids understand this naturally. Like my 3-year-old daughter, Nora, is in motion almost all day long. She's constantly in motion. She constantly wants to be in the act of doing. She'll go and go and go until it's time for rest and renewal. And mind you, she doesn't just want to go and rest. She has no desire to go and rest. She has no desire to nap. She does it out of necessity. She does it because her real objective is to charge up, right? Whether she knows it or not, her real objective is to charge up and get back to playing or swimming or riding her bike, right? And when she takes that time for rest and for renewal, she takes exactly how much time she needs, seldom more, seldom less, before naturally rising back up and going back into her mode of movement, of action. She takes time to rest and renew as a necessity, not as an objective. She knows that the objective of life is not to rest, baby. it's to take action. The objective of life is not rest. It's action. It's progress. Now, how many people can say the same of themselves? Are you resting longer than you need to? Are you distracting yourself with a bunch of shiny things to avoid confronting the thing that you know you need to do? Are you getting up day after day telling yourself that today is going to be the day that I will do blank? Insert whatever dream, whatever ambition, whatever project, whatever thing that you want to do but are perhaps a little afraid to do. Somehow you end up with nothing to show for that huge affirmation that you started the day with. Today's going to be the day that I do this, 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 and this. Today's going to be the day that I finally take action on this thing that I want to do. But then somehow, end of the day, you got nothing to show for it, and you go to bed feeling upset with yourself, feeling down about yourself. Well, hey, stop. How about you stop? How about you stop letting fear waste your life? How about you stop letting fear wither you away? You've rested enough. You've renewed enough. Stop cowering and start empowering yourself to take action. Start empowering yourself to get up off the couch and get going towards the path of progress. Start empowering yourself to share your experience, to share your expertise. Start empowering yourself to share your knowledge, your wisdom. Start empowering yourself to create, to contribute. Start empowering yourself to do the work you have been called to do. Start empowering yourself to do something in the name of progress. Because doing something, however small, day after day after day, adds up and it generates momentum. And with this momentum comes courage and creativity. With this momentum comes commitment and contribution. With this momentum comes excitement and energy, desire and ambition, faith and forward motion. With momentum comes personal power and perseverance. With this momentum, you can transform your entire life. So my challenge to you today is to stand up, is to decide to join that minuscule percentage of the population that says no to half-assing their lives away, and instead says yes to becoming a little bit better every day and making progress on a daily basis towards a pursuit that matters to them. Make a decision to join that tiny slice of the population and discover what your best truly is. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing
to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.